The Warriors getting a strong challenge from the Sixers and had to rally from 16 points down to upend Philly at Oracle Arena, as on his 29th birthday, Stephen Curry with a game-high 29 points to go with 7 boards and 5 assists. Klay Thompson joining Steph with 5 trays on his way to 28 points, and the energy of Draymond Green, just tremendous, 20 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, and a career-high 6 blocks. As the Warriors take it 106-104 the final, here's Coach Kerr.
You know, Draymond, actually, like, early second quarter during a timeout, he was telling the guys, when I came back to the huddle, he was in the middle of telling the guys, you know, this is going to be hard. You know, it's when you're in a rut, it's never easy. You don't, you know, lose whatever we've lost, 5 out of 7, and then just all of a sudden show up and blow a team out. You know, you got to dig your way out. And he led the charge. You know, we didn't really get after it defensively for most of the game, and then the fourth quarter was fantastic. And Draymond, obviously, you know, is always kind of the emotional leader, but I thought everybody defensively stepped it up in that fourth. Andre was great. Steph's defense was fantastic. That got him going a little bit, and we held him to 14 points in that fourth quarter. That was the key.
Do you assume now that you're out of your rut, or is it something that you still got to work on? And do you think it was energy mostly first three quarters, especially that third quarter?
Yeah, I mean, it was energy, and you know, it's funny how energy and made shots often go together. You know, and when you're not bringing it defensively, the open shots seem to not go in, and then all of a sudden you start playing with more intensity and more defensive pressure. You tend to make a few shots. It's just kind of the way the game goes. All we're trying to do is build some momentum back, and this was a good start. I kind of like the way the game played out because we had to fight as hard as we did to win. So hopefully this gets us a little momentum, and we'll try to carry it on Wednesday.
Thursday.
Go ahead.
So much has been made of Steph's shooting, and you've been asked about it, but, you know, he missed a few, but then came up with a few big ones right when it mattered.
Well, that's what I love about Steph, is that he's never going to stop shooting, and he never loses confidence. You know, it wasn't his night, and yet he still scored, I think, 12 points, 14 points in the fourth quarter, whatever it was. That's the mark of a star, you know, when it's not your night and you still hit big shots to help your team win. So I thought it was a really good response on an otherwise tough night for Steph.
Steve, you guys make a lot of plays that really don't look like, you know, what we come to expect from you, stepping out of bounds. Some of the sets are a little weird. Is it weird to – can you see, like, something's off as you watch them play?
Yeah, we're a little bit off. Some of it is just, you know, when with KD out, the dominoes fall on the rotation and things change a little bit. We've got different combinations out there. And we've just been in a stretch where, we haven't been clicking. I'm not worried about it. I think we're going to be fine. I mean, the biggest thing is bringing that life, bringing that energy, and that seems to clean up a lot of the other stuff. But we've got to get better with our execution offensively for sure.
Steve, you just talked about new combinations, tried out some different alignments tonight. What did you like and what didn't you like?
Well, I thought Matt Barnes was great at the four. You know, we're just more comfortable being able to play small at the four. And I thought he did a really good job. Andre obviously plays some at that spot too. But, you know, it was we were mixing and matching out there. We had a plan for the first half that we followed, and then the second half it was we just kind of played it by ear I decided to take Steph out the third quarter. I usually play him the whole quarter, but he was struggling, so I took him out early, left Klay in, so we had to kind of mix and match and find some rotations that worked, and it may be like that for a few games, but hopefully we can settle in and find the right combinations.
Draymond's defense obviously was tremendous, but offensively, he had 20 points, got to the line.
Yeah.
He was that third scorer you kind of been looking for. How important was that aspect of his game?
Well, it's huge. I mean, he had 8 assists and 14 free throws. So yeah, he was very aggressive offensively, and we always liked that. Andre also, you know, really pushed the ball in transition, and you know, Sean came in and made some big plays in the fourth quarter, and that was great to see. He's been in a little bit of a struggle, and I thought his minutes were huge in the fourth. So it's good to kind of see things coming together a little bit for key guys.
Draymond's decision to go up and foul right there after Barnes misses the dunk, was that just an instinct foul, or, I mean, were you guys yelling? Hey,
no, we wanted to. Well, we had talked about it in the timeout, and it was a great foul because, you know, the tricky part with fouling is you got to foul before the shot. And obviously that was a wild play. We get the steal and Matt misses the dunk and then ball's coming back the other way. But, yeah, that was a good play by Draymond.
You could say if we get a turnover and Matt Barnes gets the ball and misses a dunk, then they come back, then foul. You can say that in a timeout?
No, but you can say we're going to foul, you know. Right.
That was my. Yeah, I got an actual question, but I'm sorry that.
No, I mean we didn't anticipate the steal.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But you can talk about
the situation.
Yeah.
You mentioned the tweaks. I think maybe the major one is you took Draymond and Livingston out of that start of the second quarter lineup. Was that just kind of do you want to see Sean more with Curry? Do you want to see that second unit with Clark more? What was kind of the thing?
We wanted to move Sean around a little bit, to get him into a different spot, and so we brought him in earlier. You remember the last couple of years, we've kind of mixed and matched, but Sean has often come in with 4 minutes left in the first quarter. This year he hasn't done that often, so we went to it tonight to change the look, get him out there with Steph, see if that could help him a little bit, and then we wanted to get Ian out on the floor. Ian's been playing really well the last couple of weeks, so we gave him those minutes to start the quarter with Clay and Andre. And so, yeah, those were the adjustments.
And there are two more games on this homestand before the Warriors hit the road for two games. And next up, it's a contest against the Orlando Magic, who visit on Thursday night. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.